The Atlanta Ballet invites us to try some wabi-sabi this week. And no, that's not a hot sauce. It's the company's dancer-driven modern dance troupe. And they'll be giving a free performance at Atlanta's Woodruff Arts Center on Friday night using the High Museum's Mi Casa, Your Casa event as the stage. One of the dances they'll be performing was choreographed by the head of San Francisco's Post Ballet Company and former Atlanta Ballet student Robert Deckers. He's known for pushing the boundaries of ballet. Deckers joined us in our studios for a conversation with WABE's Mike Johns about the ideas behind the dance.
The Mi Casa, Your Casa exhibit at the Woodruff, its intention is to sort of get viewers interacting with the work. Can you tell me about how you and your dancers are approaching the space?
Well, I think anytime you're performing in an outdoor public setting where people are sort of around you, and it takes away that fourth wall that's usually present in a live dance performance, where everyone is sort of a spectator and watching from one side. Outdoors, you have the opportunity to kind of move around the space. You can look at different angles, see the dance, almost as a living piece of art, I feel.
And listening to the music that Sonic Generator is going to be performing, it's very staccato and it's not what you would call melodic at all. Tell me about what audiences can look forward to as far as like movement.
Well, the score that I used for this work is by a composer based in Philadelphia named Jonathan Pfeffer, and he's creating, in my opinion, some of the best music around right now. Everything he makes is really different, and I found this piece, which was a particular favorite of mine, and told him I was going to make something to it, and he said, well, that's great. I used ideas from capoeira and Chicago footwork. And kind of incorporated these like dance styles in his creative process. So he was like, I always somehow or another envisioned that this music would be danced to. And so he was really excited that I wanted to use it for the Wabi Sabi project. He talked to me about a lot of concept work as well that he did when developing the piece. He had read a lot of periodicals and heard stories about individuals growing up in Philadelphia and how a lot of them showed signs of post-traumatic stress disorder that was comparable to soldiers coming home from war, except they didn't have the post part about it because they were just sort of living in these war zones.
So you're looking at the sociological aspects of something to influence the way you're choreographing dance.
Yeah, the sociological studies that he was looking at really influenced his development of the piece. And something that I noticed as I was listening to the different stories and reading things was that there was a sort of, in these hyper dangerous and stressful situations, both with the soldiers and with the youth in Philadelphia, there was sort of a camaraderie that was developed that I thought was really special, that is maybe stronger than what you would see between individuals living in a more comfortable life. There was also hyperaggression that was very clearly evidenced, and I thought there was also an interesting element of sexuality. And so I thought about these three points, sexuality, camaraderie, and aggression. And so the work actually sort of explores at times two of these ideas and sometimes all three of them, kind of how they interact with one another and what that means for the dancers involved in the piece.
There are a lot of layers. It's part of the High Museum's exhibit of this interactive art piece. Sonic Generator is going to be performing live a piece of music that you handpicked from a composer that you know. Can you talk about this level of collaboration?
I think that collaboration kind of has been a part of dance, and that we've just sort of gone away from it. And I really love the resurgence of collaboration that I am seeing all across the country now. I think that the crash of the economy in 2008 sort of opened up opportunities. A lot of companies folded, a lot of existing dance companies folded, but sort of like, you know, a forest fire, right? The trees burn and then you're allowed, you know, new opportunities arise. And so I'm seeing a lot of artists taking chances and sort of collaborating with each other and taking risks in a way that I think you can't do when you have such established things. I think that's one of the great elements of the Wabi Sabi program is that I sort of was given free rein to take a risk.
Choreographer Robert Deckers talking with WABE's Mike Johns. Wabi Sabi performs on the Woodruff Arts Center campus in Atlanta Friday night at 7:45. We have details about that and more. Chances to catch the troupe in performance on our website, wabe.org/citycafe.